The Burt Show.
All it takes is one phone call.
You're looking for.
Who called people out at the funeral? You were there at somebody's funeral. You're standing up there. You're giving a eulogy. You're giving a speech. You're looking out at who is in attendance and looking at people you think have no business being there because they treated the person who's deceased like crap. So you start calling them out at the pulpit.
Oh, we have all been in that situation before, right? Where you're like, you're watching everything. You're like, what are they doing here? She cheated on him 3 years ago or whatever.
So 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. So Lil Duval shared this on his social media. He is not the one who created this content. I do not have like the content creator's information. All I know is that he shared it. So I'm watching this. I'm pretty sure this is satire. But
it's hard to tell these days, isn't it?
It really, really is. Now people actually put hashtag satire in their captions, which I'm like much appreciated. It feels like satire. However, it got me thinking, who called somebody out at the funeral? Because that would be beautiful.
Half of y'all in this church, she did not mess with and she did not like you. I don't even know why you here. Because you didn't mess with my mom.
Oh my God.
And on top of that, you talk bad about her. I don't even know why you here. Because you got a lot to say and ain't came and did nothing for her. You, I'm just waiting for you to say something.
Yeah, so she's up there with her glasses on. She's looking out at the people
that'd be fantastic.
In the crowd and just calling them out. And I saw somebody else post this, and they actually tagged their sister. And they were like, this better be you at my funeral. If you're up there and you see people who are there and have no business being there.
I've seen this once. Years ago, I went to a coworker's funeral. And it wasn't a lot of people in this church, but there were enough people to where his brother got up there and started speaking and clearly had a few drinks before he came and started calling everybody out in the crowd who we felt
like
shit.
Really?
You guys were never there for my brother. I was at his house when he was sick. I didn't see any of y'all show up, so don't show up now acting like you in love with him. People started leaving. I watched the whole speech. It was crazy.
Pulled popcorn out of your pocket.
You'd have paid for that.
Well, I saw people going back and forth in comments, and some person called it tacky, to which another person responded, what's tacky about it? Like, you're speaking the truth. Like, if these people really did treat the person who is no longer with us with mad disrespect, why wouldn't you? The thing that's tacky is them coming to the funeral and pretending like they had some kind of relationship or they cared about the person when they were actually here, they could have cared less.
And I assure you that the person that passed away, if they are up above looking down, is going like, thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
I would want that.
All right, so imagine you just start dating somebody. Actually, you're not even dating them. Like, you're just referring to them as, like, a casual fling. And they send you a cease and desist letter. Please explain, Rebecca.
Yeah, it happened to my best friend in the whole world. Her name is Bailey. I've known her since kindergarten. She's allegedly pretty smart. Not when it comes to men. Mm. She's always been a little bit of a dum-dum when it comes to guys.
We all have our weak spot, girl.
I don't know. It's like, at this point, it's not even like a pattern the way that she chooses the wrong guy. It's like a personal choice. But the last person that she was seeing, we'll call him Jake, he really took the cake. So she had only been seeing him for 3 weeks.
Okay.
And just like most of the men that she starts seeing, the first date is great. He's super committed. He's looking for something super serious. And he thinks she's great. She thinks he's great. And they set up a second date. And once that comes around, he's a little flaky. He can't come. Let's reschedule. The night shows up and he's like, come on over, babe. Why don't you just come to my place?
He turns what was supposed to be their date into a booty call?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
Which, to be fair, she's down with because she's in her 20s. She's a young, independent woman looking to get her rocks off. I salute that. So they both knew what it was. That was totally cool. She's down with the situationship. And he was not really boyfriend material anyway. He was a little strange. He was very passionate about some random things and just kind of seemed to have a hair trigger temper. But all of this really went down in a big way. I'm sorry. It's just so funny. After someone anonymously posted his photo in a private Facebook group called Are We Dating the Same Dude?
I've heard of these. Yes. We've talked about these before on the show.
They're all over the country. I'm part of one in Atlanta. So this one was for her area. Someone had anonymously posted his photo, basically claiming that they had been seeing him for a few weeks, just asking if anyone knew him, anybody else dated him. What do you think? Now, my best friend, she's not a part of this group. She had no idea that this was posted.
So this is basically just doing recon on the person you're dating.
Yes.
Whether maybe you have, because you told us about some of the red flags that he showed to your friend. Uh-huh. So maybe this woman saw some red flags and she's like, hey, let me like kind of seek this out and see if anybody else had any issues with this dude.
Exactly.
Okay.
So one of my best friend's friends is a part of the group, saw the post and commented on it. She said, I have a friend who's been seeing this guy for a few weeks. Wouldn't recommend.
As a dude, how do you feel about these Facebook groups?
I don't mind.
Yeah?
No, I mean,
if you mind your P's and Q's, then what do you got to worry about, right?
Bingo. Yeah, keep your side of the street clean.
That's like not that nice to like hear about yourself, but honestly, like that's pretty harmless, I would think. Not to this guy.
I mean, there's nothing defaming here. Like, no. There's nothing defamatory, rather.
Not at all. But he did not feel that way, actually, because someone in the group took a screenshot.
Which you're not allowed to do, right?
No, that's totally, like, beyond the boundary of what the page is supposed to be. Sent it to him. As soon as he got it, he started going nuclear. He blew up my friend's phone while she was at work.
And she didn't post this comment. It was a friend of hers that posted the comment, correct?
Yes. But he was convinced that she was the anonymous poster and had set the entire thing up to make him look crazy and undateable.
So he thought she was the OG poster.
Yes.
Posing as another woman. Because he apparently, when he got this, he's like, I'm not dating this woman. Mm-hmm. I don't know her. So somebody set me up.
Yes.
Oh.
That's what he thought, which is total BS because they were both seeing many more people, honestly. But he wasn't listening to reason. He started threatening her. He was like, I'm going to contact your job. Tell them that you are unfit for your career.
Oh, bless.
He said he was going to sue her for defamation of character. At the end of the day, he had called her upwards of 16 times. And she, smartly enough, did not answer him.
Yeah.
Went on to just block him, as she should have done in the first place. And
yeah, I think after call, I don't know, one, I would have blocked. And after call 16.
Yeah, no, it took 16 for her, yeah. But the next day, as she's walking to the front of her house, she notices her mailbox is open. Inside, there is an unmarked envelope. She opens it, and there's an obviously typed up Microsoft Word printed out letter. And if you will, I will read it to you.
Uh-huh.
It says, Dear Bailey, this letter is in response to the defamatory social media post contributed by you, the receiver of this letter. As is my right, I formally demand you delete the post and submit a full written apology to the members of Are We Dating the Same Dude New Orleans Facebook page. Any further writing will be swiftly dealt with through my lawyer. Sincerely, spelled wrong.
Oh, sincerely, you're spelled wrong?
No second E, you just forgot that, I guess. Jake. So yeah, he sent her a cease and desist.
What's that?
he just dropped it in her mailbox, or was it officially mailed?
It's not official. He did it on his own Microsoft Word. It didn't come through a legal source, so it's not legit.
There was no postage. He just dropped it off as he walked over.
That's a federal offense.
Oh, what he did?
Yeah. You can't even put stuff in your neighbor's mailbox.
What?
Yeah. I learned that as an HOA president.
Which I was floored by, because I put stuff in my neighbor for Valentine's Day. Jimmy's Valentine's for his neighborhood friends. I put him in the mailbox, in their his friends' mailboxes, and apparently I can go to jail for it.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
I had no idea.
So she can sue him.
Yeah. The Burt Show.